Random House Audio presents Vienna Nocturne by Vivian Shotwell. Read for you by Kate Redding. The Castrato. He spoke first of her breathing, then of her bearing and strength. He showed her with lightness and ease, with playful, wry animation, how he breathed as he had been trained. Such training as he had undergone could not be replicated, but he would do his best if Anna would try. She said she would. He exhaled in a hiss from full, strong lungs while she counted out the seconds. Her own exhale she could not sustain long, but it was wonderful failure, failure that might someday be overcome. He demonstrated for her, too, the messa di voce, the placement of the voice, in which he sang a single note from softest to loudest and back again, and touched, along the way, all the gradations of loudness and softness between. She failed here, too, but still he made her feel already taken, already touched, with the fever of aspiration, to learn and master everything. It would be like becoming an acrobat, Raldzini said. Soon enough one might fly. Already he was pleased with her, already praising her quickness and skill. He said that in time they would begin two-note scales, then three notes, then as many notes as could be contained in the measure of a single breath. She had never in her life felt as dancing and vivid as now. She forgot herself. He did not sing much, but when he did, the sound went all around her and through her body. It was as though her soul became huge with life and joy.